give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Give myself away.
To you I belong. Give myself.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My life is not my own. Hallelujah. To you I belong, oh God. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. We thank God for his divine favor over our lives. We just thank God for being God in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Without him, hallelujah, we wouldn't be able to sustain ourselves. So we just thank God for being with us, for never leaving us, never forsaking us. And at this time, we welcome you, Pastor Anthony and myself, Pastor Rebecca, and the New Creation Church family. We welcome you to our hour of prayer. Amen. This is the time when we go before the Lord, just seeking his face. And we ask that you would join your hearts with us during this hour as we go before the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name, God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, there is none like you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your magnificence, God. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we glorify your name on today, God. We come from near and far, Father God, the north, the east, the west, and the south, to come together, Father, on one accord, worshiping you, praising your name, seeking your face, inquiring of you, O God. And we just thank you, Lord, because you said with two or more are gathered, then you will be in our midst, O God. So we just thank you for being with us, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for walking with us through the tough times in life. We thank you, Lord, that your word, Father God, is true, that you will never leave us or never forsake us. But lo, you are always with us, O God. And no matter what we go through, O God, we can take comfort in knowing that you are with us. And Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for being an ever-present help in the time of trouble. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name. You are exalted. We exalt thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. We lift you up, O God. We praise you. We magnify your name, oh God. We exalt thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, we exalt thee above our circumstances, and we exalt you above our problems, oh God. We exalt you above the people in our lives that we love, oh God. We exalt you above, oh God, our jobs, and even, Father God, our ministries, oh God. We exalt you, oh God, higher, hallelujah, than anything, oh God, and everything and everyone, oh God. We put you first on tonight, God. We put you first, oh God, in our lives, oh God. We put you on the throne of our lives, oh God. We put you in your rightful place, oh God. Hallelujah. And God, we give you permission, oh God, to rule and reign in our lives. We give you permission to be Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We give you permission, oh God, hallelujah, to move in and come in and show up and show out in the middle of our lives, in the middle of our, Father God, situations, oh God. We just ask, Father God, that you come in and be Lord in everything that we're dealing with on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give ourselves away. We submit and surrender ourselves to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we say, have your way,
oh
God. We hunger and thirst after you, oh God. You said, Father God, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, then we shall be filled, oh God. Oh God, so as the deer panteth after the water, so our souls are longing after you, God. We are thirsting after you. We are hungering after you. Lord, we need you. We want you, oh God. We want you more than our necessary bread, more than the food that we eat or eat for dinner, and more than the food that we eat to nourish our bodies, and more than the waters and the fluids that we drink, oh God. We need you more than that, oh God. We want you more than that. We want you more than that, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way, oh God. Come into our lives in a mighty way. Baptize us with the power of your precious Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. But by your spirit, God, we ask you to move by your spirit on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come seeking your face, God. We need another touch from you, oh God. We ask that you will baptize us afresh and anew, oh God. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs to be baptized afresh and anew. Go ahead and ask God to fill you. Fill me, Lord. Fill me with the power of your Holy Ghost. Fill me, God. Fill me. Fill me with the power of your precious Holy Spirit. Spirit, I need to be filled. I resist not the fresh infilling of your Holy Ghost on today. Fill us, oh God. We ask that you fill us on today, God. Hallelujah. Fill us up afresh and anew. You said in your word that times of refreshing are to be found in your presence, oh God. Lord, we come to drink deeply of the well of the rivers of living water, oh God. We come to drink deeply, oh God, of the well of Jesus Christ. We come to drink deeply, as Jesus told the woman at the well, that if she would drink of him, that she would thirst no more. So God, we thank you, Lord, and we ask for a fresh and filling on today in the name of Jesus. Baptize us and fill us with the power of your precious Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we need another touch from you. We thank you, Lord, for the touch that heals all sickness. We thank you for the touch that refreshes and encourages in our mindsets. We thank you for the touch, oh God, that takes away depression.
Come on.
We thank you for the touch, oh God, that takes away lack.
That's right.
Oh, God, we thank you for the touch that empowers us, oh, God. Hallelujah, over every situation that leaves us and tries to render us powerless.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for a touch that renews our faith and increases our faith in you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for more faith, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, more faith, oh, God, more faith. Stir up the faith. Increase our faith. Help our unbelief, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, help our unbelief. Help us in the area of unbelief, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need a fresh encounter with you. We need another encounter of power. As Paul did on the road to Damascus, oh God, we ask, Lord, that you would knock us off our high horse, oh God, that you would knock us off of our own agenda, oh God, that you, Father God, would take over, oh God, take charge, oh God, in our lives, oh God. We give you permission, oh God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, to have your way, God. Have your way. Move, God, in a mighty way. Let your will be done, God. Not our will, but let your will be done. Lord, we need evidence, oh God. Fill us with the Holy Ghost, God, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So God, fill every person under the sound of my voice. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Take over, God. Move in, oh God. We need a revival on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord, we need you, Lord. Lord, you said just one person, Father God, would come hungry, oh, God, would come thirsting, oh, God. Hallelujah, that you, Father God, would meet us, God. We ask that you meet us in a mighty way, God. We come hungry, thirsting, oh, God, seeking your face, oh, God. Hallelujah. And we just ask, Father God, that you would move in, oh, God, in a mighty way, God. Come in like a fresh wind. Blow through the homes of those on this prayer line, oh God. Blow through their homes. Blow through their minds, oh God. Blow through their hearts, oh God. Blow away the chaff, oh God. Blow it away, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give us a fresh visitation, oh God. A fresh visitation of your power. A fresh visitation of your glory. A fresh visitation, oh God, of your presence, oh God. Lord, come through like a mighty wind, oh God. Blow through this place. Blow through this prayer like a mighty wind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, another touch, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Father God, we pray for the President of the United States. We pray for President Barack Obama and his family, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to give him wisdom with which to rule this country, oh God. We ask, Father God, that, Father God, that you will give him divine impartation, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will speak to his heart, God. That you, Father God, will give him, Father God, my God, discernment, oh God. We ask, Father God, that he will rule, Father God, with integrity and purity, oh God, with morality, oh God, the morals that you set before us, oh God, even as your people. We ask, Father God, that you will put a hedge of protection around him, his wife, his mother-in-law, and his children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every staff member of the White House, every staff of council and the Senate, oh God, Congress, oh God, every governor, every mayor, every speaker, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, Father God, for one accord, even as they come to govern and to rule and to Father God, to do, Father God, the work of Father God. Hallelujah, of the government, God. We know that the heart of every king is in your hands, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you. Lord. We pray as your people, let your will be done on earth as you have already established in heaven, even in the White House, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the church, the universal church, oh God, every man of God, every woman of God, every pastor, God, that you will bless every pastor, that you, Father God, will empower every pastor, God, that you will give us a heart to walk after your mandate, oh God, the kingdom mandate, oh God. Let us, Father God, hallelujah, walk worthy of the call that you have on our lives. Every minister, every fivefold ministry gift, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We speak your power, God, over every, Father God, every gift, oh God, every person, Father God, who's called to the office of pastor, prophet, apostle, teacher, hallelujah, and evangelist, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will speak to the hearts of your men and women of God, that you will speak to us, God. Give us, Father God, encourage the discouraged, oh God. Hallelujah. Build us up in your Holy Ghost power. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for New Creation Church. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We thank you for the local assembly. We thank you for the church. We thank you for saving souls, God. We thank you for the 500,000 souls. We thank you for 500,000 souls being saved as the membership goes out, oh God, into the highways and the byways, even as we go forth and evangelize our families. As we go forth and evangelize our friends, as we go forth and evangelize our coworkers, as we go forth and evangelize those we meet in the supermarket, as we go forth and evangelize, oh God, hallelujah, those that we meet along the way, God, hallelujah, as we give out tracts, oh God, as we, Father God, speak the word, God. Even, Father God, to those, Father God, that we encounter on a daily basis, not just from the pulpit, but even from the pews, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for people, oh God, who are invigorated and are inspired, oh God, who are motivated and empowered, oh God. Even those who come on this prayer line, even those, Father God, who come to the noonday service, even those, Father God, who come, Father God, hallelujah, to the Saturday broadcast, oh God, that each and every individual that listens to the archive will go forth. Let it be a domino effect, God, that as a result, Father God, of the preached word, of the taught word, oh God, as a result of the word that goes forth from New Creation Christian Church, oh God, New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God, from every avenue, as I go to the library, as we go out into other churches, oh God, that people will be saved. Oh God, we ask for souls. Lord, you said those who save souls are wise. God, we ask for souls, God, even those who are members of other churches, God, that they, Father God, would be, Father God, they have a hunger, that they, Father God, will be contaminated, oh God, with a hunger, that they will be, Father God, and receive a divine impartation, oh God, with a hunger and a thirst for souls. Lord, let us save souls. So many are lost. God, we have a hunger for souls. Save souls, God. Let us snatch them from the pit of the fiery furnace of hell. in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in Florida, in Georgia, in New Jersey, hallelujah, in New York, in Alabama, hallelujah, my God, in North Carolina, in South Carolina, oh God, let us save souls, oh God, the North, the East, the South, the West, oh God, Lord, we say bring in the souls into every church represented on this prayer line, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bring in the souls, God, and then bring them into new creation, God. And let us disciple them. Let us make disciples, oh God, empowering your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus for kingdom work, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we worship you, oh God, for what you're doing in New Creation Church, New Creation Ministries, the Kingdom Church, oh God. We just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of every person under the sound of my voice. I pray for marriages right now. We pray for marriages. There's an anointing right now that's going forth from this line for every marriage, every married person. Hallelujah. Just begin to touch your rings, huh? Begin to touch your rings right now. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray and I cover and I plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage right now. None more cautionary shadama. I declare and I decree unity in marriage. I declare and I decree right now, huh? Hallelujah. Wholeness, huh? Hallelujah. My God, abounding together. Lord, you said in your word that whom you have joined together, let no man put asunder. So I plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage, over my marriage, over the first marriage with my husband, Pastor Emily, and myself, over our marriage. We plead the blood of Jesus over our Sister Maria and her husband. We plead the blood of Jesus over Brother Amel and Sister Daniela. We plead the blood of Jesus over Sister Carmen and her husband. We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Have your way, God. Let your will be done. The blood of Jesus over every marriage. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Over every marriage. Lord, have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Have your way. Have your way.
Lord, as we continue in the spirit of prayer on tonight, we thank you that eye has not seen, nor has it heard. Nor has it entered into the heart of man what you are going to do for those who love you. Father, you say you stand at the door and knock. Jesus, you say you stand at the door of our hearts and knock. If any man or woman will let you in, you'll come and sup with them, and they will dine with you. And right now, Lord, allow us through your submissive and perfect will in the name of Jesus to allow us, Lord, out of our free choice and free will, to let you in each and every time in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, we need, Father God, you to come into our lives afresh and anew in the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, right now, we pray for every person under the sound of our voice. Father God, we realize that greater is coming. We told us to pray without ceasing on tonight. You told us to pray for one another that we might be healed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now we are praying because one can send 1,000 to flight and two can send 10,000 to flight. So we know that as the two or more shall touch and agree, we shall have what we say in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, right now we pray for one another, those looking this way for prayer. Father God, heal their bodies right now through the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you got up. Because you live, we can face tomorrow in the matchless name of Jesus. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And that's why we pray. Prayer is a weapon. We are praying for our marriages. We are praying for our children. We are praying for our communities and our neighborhoods. We are praying for our clergy and our churches. We are praying for believers all over this world in the matchless name of Jesus. So, Father God, right now, those who are sick in their body, we are praying by the stripes of Jesus that they are already healed. Help us to believe it by faith right now. In the name of Jesus, sickness cannot hold us. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Disease cannot reside in our bodies no longer. In the name of Jesus, that person struggling with stress and depression and the battle in their mind right now, in the name of Jesus, your word tells us not to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us not to worry.
Yes.
Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to believe in your word, which surpass all understanding. Your word says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Yes.
And we are reminded through the prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter, that as the rain and the snow comes down and wets the earth and gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall your word, it shall not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak your word that says we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. We speak your word,
yes,
that we are walking in prosperity. We are walking in deliverance. We are walking with the strength of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, that's why we move and live and have our being in you.
Yes.
And Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against lack. We come against poverty.
Yes.
We come against the spirit of sickness. We come against, Lord, that spirit of confusion. In the name of Jesus, Lord, create unity in the family. Right now, I pray for the family, Lord. I pray that you strengthen the family. I pray that you have mercy on the family tonight. Husbands and wives loving on each other. Parents and children getting along with each other. In the name of Jesus, extended relatives, cousins, aunts and uncles, niece and nephews, grandparents and grandchildren, we pray for the family unit right now in the name of Jesus. And we say create a spiritual bond with the family, that in the name of Jesus, the family that prays together stays together,
yes,
the family that reads the word together,
yes,
that go to church together, that believe the word of God together,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you said build our houses and build our families,
yes,
on the scriptures, on the word of God. And right now, we're not wasting our time praying,
yes,
because you,
yes,
said pray and you will honor our prayers. You said cry out to you tonight. You said we shall travail. We shall wail out. We are lamenting tonight. We are wailing out on behalf of those who are hurting, those who are in pain, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord, right now, who are going through a hardship, those who are having a hard time, in the name of Jesus. Those who are dealing with pain and suffering right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, loose your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, somebody came needing a release. Somebody came needing a release, Lord. Somebody need a breakthrough tonight. In the name of Jesus, somebody need a miraculous healing for a family member. Somebody need a miracle in their finances.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord, is looking for gainful employment.
Yes,
Lord, make a way out of no way. Give them favor with the human resource department. Give them favor with the people who have hiring power.
Yes.
Give them favor with the application process. In the name of Jesus. Those looking for housing, Lord. Oh, Lord, make a way where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, we pray for marriages. We pray for husbands, Lord. Your word says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for the church. In the name of Jesus, a man who loves his wife loves himself according to the scripture. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us. Help us to humble ourselves tonight. Help us in the name of Jesus to lay down our pride and our egos as men of God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be strong fathers. Help us to be stronger husbands. Help us to be stronger men of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every man who is the head of their household. I pray for every man who is called to be the priest, the provider, and the protector of his family. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help that man. Help that man in the name of Jesus to become a man of God. And I pray for every woman. Make her a virtuous woman. Make her a wife, Lord. Thank you for the spirit of humility. Thank you for that submissive spirit, Lord. Thank you for the spirit of reverence on tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for strong women of God. Thank you for mothers in Zion, the daughters of Sarah, the sisters of Mary. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our children that they won't be drawn into gangs, that they won't be runaway children. In the name of Jesus, they shall graduate from high school. They shall get their college degrees. They shall go into the workplace and the marketplace and climb the corporate ladder to success. Our children shall be the leaders of tomorrow. We pray and plead the blood of Jesus over our children on tonight. Lord, cover our children. We come against teenage pregnancy. We come against drug addiction. We come against generational curses. Every curse is broken tonight. In the Rushabo O Kabara Shata, Rokobo O Kala Ekobo, Rakala Eshele Ebo, Kata Ekobo O Kata. Every curse is broken. Every chain is broken. Every yoke is broken. You say, come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened and heavy laden. And Jesus, you said, you will give us rest. You told us through your word, the devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus, you said, you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, the Zoe life. We want life to the fullest, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You called us to be the salt of the world. You called us to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You said in your word, he who wins souls is wise. So, Lord, as we open up the prayer line tonight, as we take calls, Lord, hear our prayers on tonight. In the name of Jesus, you said the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, you, Lord, you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, and if they would pray, if they would seek my face, if they would turn from their sins and their evil ways, then I will heal their land. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus to lay down the weight and the sin that so easily beset us. Lord, help us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of God. Lord, you said through the Apostle Paul, when we are weak, we are strong. Help us to believe your word. Lord, help our unbelief on tonight. In the name of Jesus, somebody is weary. Your word says, be not weary in well-doing, for we'll reap if we faint not. I'm sensing in the spirit realm that somebody is getting tired. Somebody is getting weary in their body. Somebody has been fighting a good fight of faith, and sometimes they don't see the manifestation. They don't see the demonstration. They don't see right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, your hand moving. But right now I pray for strength in their mind. I pray for a greater anointing. Remind them, God, that greater is coming. Remind them, God, that they are above and not beneath. That they are the head and not the tail. That they shall be the lender and not the borrower. In the name of Jesus. and that they shall have what they say.
Yes.
So, Lord, as we open up the prayer lines, as the people under the sound of my voice, as you minister to their households, as you minister to their marriages, as you strengthen them to the power of prayer and the prayer of faith, Lord, stir up the gift of God on the inside of every person under the sound of my voice. And, Lord, we want you to have your way tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, even as we go to the prayer line for tonight, we lift up Pastor Rick Warren, oh God, and his family, oh God, in the loss of their son, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will comfort that family even during this difficult time, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for ministering angels, Father God, being encamped around them, oh God, to keep them, Father God, and to walk with them, God. We come against the spirit of suicide, God. We come against the spirit of mental illness, oh God. We bind up every demon on assignment. We cover our own children with the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every family, over every child, in the name of Jesus, over every adult child. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you even keep our children, God, even as you comfort the Warren family, God, comfort every family that's going through on tonight, God, every marriage, every mother, every father, every child, God, that's having a tough time in their family relationships, God. We speak unity. Oh God, to siblings and sisters and brothers and Father God, nieces and nephews, God, we speak family unity.
Great
you said Lord. How pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, God. So we speak unity, oh God, over the family. Oh God, unite the family, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we pray, Father God, again for America, even North Korea, Father God. We bind up the spirit of war, oh God.
War.
We repent, God, on the behalf of America, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just say, have your way, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you and we praise you, oh God, that we are covered on this American soil, Father God. We just ask, Father God, for a blessing for the American country, this country, America, oh God. We ask that you bless America, Lord. We repent, oh God, and we just ask that you will, Father God, cover and protect and keep this country, even, Father God, in the area of nuclear war, oh God. Lord, help us to walk circumspectly before you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. People of God, if there's a prayer concern tonight, the world tries to say that we're in a recession, but the kingdom of God is never in a recession. And right now, if you're in a hardship, if you're in a hard place, if you need prayer for your marriage, prayer for your family, we are now opening up the prayer lines tonight because the Bible says to pray for one another that we might be healed. Area code 908. Area code 908.
Pastor Anthony and Rebecca Simmons, first of all, I wanted to begin by saying I am grateful to Father God for allowing us to have 2 days of beautiful weather, just being able to walk, doing the simple things such as searching for an apartment and being able to walk with my 2 legs that he has blessed me with, knowing that you have some people in wheelchairs or handicapped or what have you, it's just a blessing. And I want to be real brief and share something with you that I thought was very disturbing, and that is this previous Sunday, my wife mentioned to me that someone after service asked her, you know, who's that, Brother Mill, that be on a prayer line, because I be requesting prayer a lot. And I'm just like everybody else. We all have to be prayed up. I'm no different than nobody else. But this goes to show you how our haters are. Someone asked her, well, her relative asked her, that be calling up, asked her, well, who is this guy, Emil? And my wife said, that's my husband. So make a long story short, they wanted to know why, as if it was up to them to know why I seek prayer every Tuesday evening from prayer service. And this is terrible. It's funny how your haters, my haters, so to speak, are so concerned about what's going on with me, regardless of whether they know me or not. But I love them, and I say lift my haters up, lift my wife up so that she can continue to be strengthened. And we're going to continue pressing on through regardless of what things look like. Because I already expected that from some individuals.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know who that was, but
very disturbing.
But I am certain that something got lost in the translation, because I don't think that you have any haters that are on this as a part of this prayer line. They might have inquired about you, and maybe there was a misunderstanding in the question. They probably just wanted to know who you were. But I don't think, because I know who's on this prayer line, and I don't believe you have anybody that has any ill feelings towards you, Brother Mel, regarding the prayer line. They may have asked who you were because they haven't seen you. But just, you know, we got to start looking at things just a little bit differently. Sometimes the devil will try to make us think that people are coming against us, you know. And there's some sensitive areas that people ask about that, you know, that we might get offended by if we're asked. But I would venture to say that person, whoever it is not a hater of yours. If they're on this prayer line and they're hearing you request prayer, then I would venture to say they're not a hater. Amen.
Well, forgive me if I took things the wrong way. It's just that, you know, we've been dealing with a lot, and it's funny how, you know, because I'm just like everybody else. We all got to stay prayed up.
Yes.
Because at any moment, if I'm not mistaken, the word says that any time that we are not prayed up, it's easy for the devil to attack us. It's easy for him to come in and use us. And so I'm saying it to say that, you know, help me, you know, pray for me, because I didn't mean to attack anybody. My heart is good. But, you know, we got to be mindful of what we say about others, because it could have been taken out of context. It could have been, you know, even further than that.
Yeah, and that's what we have to be careful as a body, and we're going to pray. I'll definitely continue to pray for you, because the spirit of offense is running rampant in the church. And what the devil would want to do, and I'm saying this to everybody under the sound of my voice, what the devil would want to do is to have us come against each other, because a house divided against itself cannot stand. So what we have to realize is that, you know, a lot of us have been hurt coming into the church, and we get into church, and we've been hurt in church, and, you know, we get into the church environment, and we might, if somebody even says the wrong words in the right way, it can be taken the wrong way. So, like you said, we have to be careful that we're not easily, that we're not being easily offended, and also, like you said, we have to be careful with the very words. We're careful not to offend. So, but
mm-hmm,
I can assure you that there is no hater on this prayer line of yours. Everybody here is praying with us for you and your wife.
That's the purpose of this prayer line, is to uplift one another in those times of need and rejoice with one another. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to pray for others other than myself, because I realize that it's not about me, and that's what this whole thing is for. And I am grateful that I am able to do that. It's a privilege.
Yeah. And I'm going to, you know, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray for you and your wife. And be careful, because that spirit is there, is rampant in the land, the spirit of offense that will try to get us offended with each other in the church. So we have to be very careful and consider others above ourselves, and always give people the benefit of the doubt, you know, no matter what you're dealing with. Even if somebody comes to you, and this is a teaching, I want to just teach this across the board, even if somebody comes to you and tells you something, in this case your wife, she of course wasn't trying to bring any trouble home, but even if somebody comes to you and offends you, what we have to do is, the people of God, don't carry that thing, but be quick to release it.
Mm-hmm.
And how we release it is by being quick to forgive, you know, and count
that
up as another victory that we have, that we are quick to forgive, and we're not going to allow the spirit of offense to thrive in our hearts. So I ask you today to go ahead and release that, because that's a hindrance Amen. So go ahead and release that and take my word for it that there was
no. You're absolutely right. And
absolutely.
I'm weak. I am in need of prayer just like everybody else. And if I offended anyone, please help me because I'm not perfect. I mean, I strive. I can never be as close as Jesus Christ, but I strive to do the right thing. And I love my brothers and sisters regardless of what walk of life we are from. And again,
Amen.
I'm for learning and doing whatever it takes to lift not only myself up, but my wife up as well.
Amen. Amen. And God's going to continue to do just that. He's going to continue to grow you and mature you and your wife and keep seeking his face. He said, if you seek me, I will be found by you. So I want to go ahead and pray for you. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we thank you for Brother Mel on today, God. We thank you, Lord, for him coming, Father God, and calling in, Father God, even with this issue that has disturbed him, oh God. And right now we come against the spirit of offense. I plead the blood of Jesus over the New Creation Christian Ministry Church family. I bind up that spirit that's trying to divide and conquer our family. I declare right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against New Creation can prosper. I declare right now, Father God, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against your people can prosper. Lord, I thank you for the spirit of unity that's been released in that house, Father God. I thank you, Lord. And Father God, we, Father God, acknowledge and recognize that the devil is mad at this church, at this ministry, but we declare that we shall stand. We shall stand in love. We shall stand in unity in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for this man of God. I thank you, Father God, for this man of God who comes seeking prayer, Father God. You said, Father God, that those of us who are strong shall bear the infirmities of the weaker ones. Father God, those who are still learning, those who are still growing, Father God. So, Father God, right now, Father God, I cover him with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, even Father God, for healing him, Father God, even in the area where he has been hurt, Father God. And I ask, Father God, that you give him a heart, even, Father God, to forgive. Touch his wife, Father God. Touch their family, Father God. Begin to minister to them. Begin to, Father God, thank you for their apartment. Even as they're going forward looking for a new apartment, Lord, I thank you for favor. Within the area of finances, I thank you for favor with the landlord. We thank you for favor, oh God, hallelujah, that you will open the right doors and close the wrong ones. We thank you for favor in the neighborhood. Favor, Father God, let them have the desires of their hearts, even as they seek an apartment. Father God, we just thank you for divine favor, and then we just consider it done. We consider it done.
Sure.
I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
over this family, over this husband, over this wife. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you that he has a humble heart, Father God, to be able to call in for prayer, to be able to say he's not perfect, to be able to say that he misses it. But I, right now, Father God, and I thank you, and I seal this prayer upon his life. Fill him with power, fill him, Father God, with your Holy Ghost, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to work your will in his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this man of God and what you're doing in his life as you continue to take him from faith to faith and glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And bless his wife, God. Bless Sister Daniela right now, God.
Definitely.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them a faith, Father God, that blows the minds of all those, Father God, who witness it, Father God. Give them a peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. Even as they go, Father God, and walk through life, Father God, thank you for building up their faith and building up their strength in you, God. Thank you for building up, Father God, them in the areas of their marriage, in the area of community. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Come against every past hurt, any past church hurt, Father God. Anything that has hurt him in the past, oh God, even at another church, God, that will hinder his walk with you, God. And I declare right now, that there is no weapon formed against this man of God that can prosper, but he is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Definitely.
God bless you, Brother Mel. Keep listening. Amen.
Amen, definitely.
Area code 404. Area code 404. Amen. You're on the prayer line tonight, area code 404. What's on your heart tonight?
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. First, I want to give thanks to God that even though I've been out of work since March 18, due to some problems in my back, I'm still able to walk around and get around and take care of what I need to do. Next week, I should be going to a surgeon, and he's going to let me know, you know, what's going to happen with my back. But I pray and I know that with God's help, everything will turn out okay. And I just want to you to say a prayer for three different things. The first thing I want you to say a prayer for is for the war that's what's happening in North Korea because of my cousin's son that's over there. I also want you to pray that everything goes okay for me at the surgery with the surgeon next week with my back, and to bless my home, my family, my husband and I, my son. And I have my brother-in-law, he's on the line too, and I want to say a prayer for him that God could bring him peace and strength to help him with the situation he's having right now at home. I know that when he feels comfortable enough, he'll come forward and ask for a prayer, but I want to pray for him too.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. We are going to lift that up to God. I believe that God is honoring us as we honor him tonight. And that's why we come, because we believe in the power of prayer, and we know that prayer changes things. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Maria right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you said through the 107th Psalm that you sent your word and they were healed. And right now we send your word to her in the name of Jesus. Even during this pending getting information whether she needs surgery or not. In the name of Jesus, we know that all things are going to work together for her good because she loves you. So, Father God, concerning her health, that body is a temple of the living God. And right now, she belongs to you. She has been brought with a price. And right now, we speak healing over her life in the name of Jesus. And right now, Lord, we say, have your way. End this life of Sister Maria right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak healing. We decree healing. We declare healing over her life in the name of Jesus. And right now, Lord, we believe that you have already worked it out according to your will in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help her in her mind. So, Lord, have peace as she goes through this season in her life. Lord, we right now, we say, have mercy, Lord, in this area. You said your grace is sufficient.
Yes.
So where there is pain, where there is discomfort, any organ, any bodily part not working according to your will, in the name of Jesus, we say, Lord, align the nerves and the bones and every part of her body to line up according to your will. In the matchless name of Jesus. And we pray right now, Father God, for North Korea and her relative, Lord, who's in the military.
Yes.
We pray right now for peace. You say, let there be peace and not war. And right now we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will protect that young man, that you will give his mother peace as he serves this country in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray right now as he protects us, these United States of America, as we find safety, Lord, because of our military, in the name of Jesus. Keep that young man safe, Lord. We pray for every military personnel in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, cover our soldiers. Cover our military and, Lord, their relatives, their mothers, their siblings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give his mother peace. He said, pray and bring our supplications to you, and you'll give us a peace which surpass all understanding.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray for the young man on the line tonight, Lord.
Her brother-in-law. Yes.
We pray for his family.
Yes, God.
We pray for the season that he's walking through.
God.
Lord, strengthen him when he feels weak.
Mm.
Lord, give him a greater anointing. Lord, give him greater power to be able to handle, in the name of Jesus, whatever you have allowed to come into his life. And we pray that all things work according to his good.
You
said count it all joy.
Thank you,
because it's working out patience. It's working out a greater power in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our brother in Christ. That you would strengthen his mind. That you would give him peace.
Hallelujah.
That you would give him greater understanding.
Hallelujah.
And greater revelation.
Mm-hmm.
That you would give him, Lord,
mm-hmm.
more supernatural spiritual power
mm-hmm.
to handle what you have allowed to come into his life. So I thank God that he called into this prayer line tonight. I thank God that we feel the power of the Holy Spirit, that you are working it out on his behalf, in the name of Jesus. Lord, he needs a breakthrough. Lord, he is standing in the need of a miracle. And right now we pray for our brother in Christ.
Thank you.
That you would give him mercy. That you would give him grace.
Yes, God.
That you would show compassion. That your Lord, you would extend out your loving kindness toward him. And that you will work out every hard situation.
Hallelujah.
That you would give him the ability to handle whatever it is he's walking through.
Yes, God.
So we thank God for Sister Maria tonight.
Yes, God.
That you would, Lord, keep her.
Yes, hallelujah.
Even as she, in the name of Jesus, even as she goes through, Lord, whatever she needs concerning this surgery.
Thank you.
And we pray for her husband.
Yes, God.
We pray for her family.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that you would minister to those who she care about in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy. Minister to Sister Maria's mind. Give her peace in her heart. Give her strength to walk through the tough seasons of life. Every storm shall pass. Every hardship shall be handled through the mercy of God. Yea, though she walks sometimes through the valley, you say you'll never leave her nor forsake her. So right now we pray for her strength. We pray right now, Lord, that you be with her, even in those dark seasons, in the name of Jesus. So, Sister Mary, you are already victorious. You are already more than a conqueror. Greater is coming to your life. The blessings of the Lord are on you. The favor of God's hand is on your life. And no weapon, hear the Holy Ghost tonight, no weapon formed against you, my sister, will be able to prosper. So God wants you to trust him tonight. God wants you to believe in him tonight. And God wants you to commit your life to him, because he's reminding you through me that he has you in the center of his will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Maria. And the Lord gave me a word for your brother-in-law, my brother. God will say to you today, I just see you at a crossroads. I see you standing at a crossroads in your life, and God is saying to you that he's going to give you clarity, my brother. God is giving you clarity. There's some decisions that I see you have to make. You know, it's almost like you're scratching your head, almost like wondering, like, God, what am I going to do in this situation? And God says he's going to give you clarity, and he's releasing a spirit of wisdom. He's beginning to multiply the spirit of wisdom in your life. And God says there's going to be a certain where you're going to know is him. And then I just see a release. I see a supernatural release coming to you, that God's releasing some things to you that you've been waiting for. I see you walking with the Lord at a time there's been almost like an interruption in your relationship, where there's been a test in your faith. There's a trying of your faith. And God says he's bringing you to a place of greater faith. And God wants to encourage you on today, my brother. I just hear the Lord saying, be encouraged. Be encouraged, because greater is your latter days are going to be greater than your former days, huh? My God. And the disappointment that you've gone through, God says he's going to give you so much joy. I just see rejoicing. I see you rejoicing, almost like you're not being a man right now in the season of a whole lot of emotion, but God says there's going to be so much rejoicing, almost like David danced. You know, there's going to be so much rejoicing in your life. It's going to be a breaking. I just see God breaking some pressure up off of you. And I just thank God for the prayer that my husband released over your life, my brother. And God just says, be encouraged, because this is going to be a floodgate of joy, a floodgate of rejoicing coming as he gives you clarity and wisdom in the decisions that you have to make. Know that it's him and continue to walk by faith, because God says surely he's going to do this thing in your life in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for you being on the call tonight, and I just pray that you receive this word and know that God is at work. God is saying he's at work behind the scenes. You can't see him, but he's working behind the scenes. And there's some things that you put on the back shelf. There are things that you put to the back because you felt like it wasn't time, and you could, you know, maybe it wasn't the time to do it, but God says it's time to take that thing off the back shelf and dust it off and begin to move forward in that thing again. I don't know what that is, but I just see some things that you put aside, and God says it's time to pick that up again in the name of Jesus. Says hallelujah. So God bless you, my brother. Thanks for calling in on tonight. And God bless you, Sister Maria. We love you. God bless you.
I love you. I love you so much, Pastor Rebecca and Anthony. Thank you for everything. God bless you. Have a good night.
All right. God bless you, my sister. Keep listening. Amen. There's a scripture that God is pressing in my heart to read, but we are going to tarry and open up the prayer lines if they are more prayer requests. Again, we are here for you. We are here to pray and agree with you and your family or whatever you need from God. So many are going through so much, but we believe that God is able.
Yes.
But it's found in the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, the 22nd verse. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, that what things soever you desire, when you pray, and we are praying tonight, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, again, we are praying tonight, forgive. Jesus says, forgive.
My God, Jesus.
If you have aught against any,
my God,
that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. And we are going to open up the prayer lines if there are any more prayer requests.
Yes.
But this is a powerful prayer line every Tuesday night.
Yes.
I thank God for Sister Maria. I thank God for Brother Amel. But as my wife said, the enemy will try to come against this prayer line.
Yes.
But no weapon formed against us or this prayer line will be able to prosper.
Yes.
And we believe that God has honored our prayers once again tonight.
Mm.
People of God, find yourself forgiving one another.
Yes.
And it's such a powerful thing. Jesus said when we have faith, we can say to the mountain, be removed, and it shall be gone from us.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
So we're going to play this song, I believe, by James Fortune. And we really want this thing to minister to your spirit tonight. Hear this man of God, because this is a powerful, powerful song.
Amen, amen, praise God. And the Lord would say to the church today, amen, to the universal church, be careful of the spirit of offense. This is a time when the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And the enemy knows that the only weapon that he has against us is to divide and conquer. Hear me on today. Hear God on today. Hallelujah. A house divided against itself cannot stand. There are too many in the kingdom of God who are falling subject to the spirit of offense. Hallelujah. And God says, do not be moved. Do not allow yourself to be moved out of position. Do not allow yourself to walk away from the kingdom assignment that he has given you on this earth, because someone or something in his church has offended you. Stand your ground and refuse to be moved. Forgive immediately. How many times must I forgive? 7 times 70. Forgive over and over and over again. This is a test of your faith. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We laugh at the devil. Ha, ha, ha. We laugh at the devil. Hallelujah. And we declare and we decree, hallelujah, that God will take pleasure in the unity of his people. We are a people united. And united we stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. United we stand. Every person, every church, hallelujah, that's represented on today, every saint of the Most High God, stand. And after you have done all to stand, stand in the power of his might. My God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in your household, in your family, with your brothers, with your sisters, in the church, with your spiritual family, the devil is going to try to divide. But be very discerning and be very careful that you do not allow the enemy to separate you from those whom God has called into your life to be a blessing to you and for you to be a blessing to them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. So God bless you, amen, hallelujah. Pastor Anthony and I, we love you, amen, with the love of Jesus. We thank God for all of you, amen, hallelujah. Go to Facebook, The Creation Christian Ministries, or Facebook. We have some things coming up this month. We have a full month, amen, hallelujah. And we just say like our page on Facebook and keep on doing kingdom work. Keep the kingdom agenda. Keep Jesus before your eyes, and you will never fail. Amen. So go ahead and praise God. Worship God. Pastor Emily's going to play this song. We're going to play this song, and we're going to go down from here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe.
believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. About your future.